One little passage I'd like to look at, brethren, in Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 15. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. I just enjoyed this little portion of God's Word because there are times when we often feel discouraged. There are times when we feel very much like the disciples did on this occasion. It says it was evening, and they said it was a desert place, and the time is now past. Surely we can say, too, that we're getting to the very end of the day of grace. We feel the weakness coming in. We feel, too, that it is a desert place. That is, there's a famine not only for bread or for water, but for hearing of the words of the Lord. And how often we hear it commented, "Well, isn't the freshness in the ministry? There isn't that in the meetings to hear and encourage our hearts like they should be." And very often we are inclined to look at our feeble resources and say, "Well, what can we do? How can we help out in this situation? It's a desert place, and the time is now past." What was the suggestion of the disciples on this occasion? Well, they said, "Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." That is, instead of being exercised, that the Lord was sufficient to feed that great multitude, even though it was a desert place, even though it was toward evening, even though, as it says here, the time is now past. The Lord was sufficient for this situation. He loved the people. They had come and had followed him, and now he wasn't going to send them away, but the hearts of the disciples failed on this occasion. And perhaps as we return to our little meetings and we see the few that come out to the Bible reading, the prayer meeting, we might feel just exactly like the disciples. Well, what is the use of continuing? Doesn't seem to be much that is said. There's not perhaps much that ministers to the heart. And we're liable to just give up. And what will be the result of this? Well, it tells us here that if they sent them away, they'd go somewhere else for their food. And brethren, I feel this is a challenge. I feel this is a warning, too. We find that, dear saints of God, instead of enjoying the precious ministry of the Word and being faithful at the meetings, how often we find them turning to other sources for refreshment. Other sources for encouragement for their souls. I've heard it said, "Well, what is the use of having a gospel meeting? Only Christians come out." But those very same Christians, if you don't have a gospel meeting, will be listening to the gospel on the radio. They'll be listening to someone else preaching the gospel because we didn't give them to eat. And I believe there's a word here to encourage us to go on. I've often said the saints need the gospel. We need to have our hearts warmed with the love of Christ. We need to have our hearts drawn out to him. I remember a man who came out to the gospel meeting in Ottawa many years ago, and I wasn't the speaker, but another brother spoke, and this man hadn't come to the gospel before, but it was a very small little meeting in a little hall. And there were just, I think, 8 people there. And sometime afterwards, he was brought to the Lord. And I asked him, I said, when were you brought to the Lord, brother? Well, he said, the first time the Lord spoke to me, he said, was when I went to the gospel meeting and there were just 8 people there. But he said the brother that spoke with such warmth and such love, I don't remember anything he said, but I thought there must be something to it. Well, dear friends, how this ought to be an encouragement to us. The disciples were weary. It had been a difficult day. And as I said, it just seemed that they said, it's no use. And they said, send the multitude away. Let them go other places and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. Oh, let me say, and I say to those who are young as well as those who are older, what a privilege it is to be gathered to the precious name of the Lord Jesus. What a privilege it is to be where the saints of God in all their weakness seek to maintain the truth of God. I don't say it with any boasting, brethren, but I say that God's assembly is to be the pillar and ground of the truth. And I believe that when we leave the path that has been marked out in the Word of God, we may get numbers, we may get crowds, but there'll be some departure from truth. There'll be something that's given up. And we listen to things, we read things, often very interesting and pleasant to read, but we find that there's some part of the truth that's missing, something that's important that has either been omitted or has been set aside. Well, isn't it lovely here? The Lord's word, they need not depart. And oh, if there's anyone here who's discouraged, if you're perhaps like some and say, well, I don't find much use in coming to the meetings. There seems so little for my soul there. Remember those words. They need not depart. And then let us who have any part in trying to help the saints of God remember these words, give ye them to eat. Give ye them to eat. And one has often been exercised that when the saints of God come together, the Lord said, feed the flock of God which is among you. And I feel that when we come to the meeting, there ought to be, when the meeting is over, stepping up from the meeting and starting toward home with the feeling that we had been fed. And those who take part should be exercised that the saints would be fed. Sometimes said to the young people at Otter Lake, we can have a lot of discussions about knowledge that don't at all edify the soul, but we would seek to minister Christ. Supposing that we sat down to the meal table, and before we started to eat today, one of the brothers got up and he said, now, before anyone eats, I'd like to tell you how many pounds of meat there were for this meal today, how much time was taken in preparing it, how many slices of bread were cut, how many pieces of butter were put out, and how much coffee was used, and how much tea. I think we'd all say, well, we're glad that you knew how to prepare it, but we'd like to eat. Well, I believe there's a danger of us getting so much taken up with little details that the saints are not fed. Give ye them to eat. Oh, but you might say, we haven't got very much to give. And that's exactly the way the disciples felt here. They looked on their tiny resources and were told in another place it was just one boy's lunch. That's all it was. One person in 5,000, besides men and children, that even had a lunch that could be used. And you might say, well, what am I? I'm just one person. And if you read the account in John, you'll see it was just a lad. There might be someone here who says, well, I'm just one person. What contribution could I make? What could I do? And I'm young besides. They looked at their little resources. Five loaves. Five in Scripture figures weakness. And two fishes. Another place says small fishes. Oh, what a little bit they had. What could they do? Feed one person. That's about all was enough to feed one person. Well, was the Lord able to use this one boy's lunch? Could this boy be made a blessing to over 5,000 people? Yes, he could. He could be made a blessing to over 5,000 people. But what was the secret? The Lord said, bring them hither to me. Bring them hither to me. That is, was this boy willing to present what he had to the Lord? And are you and I willing to take the little bit that we have and present it to the Lord? The greatest blessing that we find recorded in the Scripture was when some person presented a very little to the Lord. Think of that woman at the well. How much did she know? Well, she knew that she had met a person who had told her all things that ever she did. She knew that was the Christ. It was a short message. There didn't seem to be a great deal said, but it was such a powerful message that there was much blessing, and they came out and believed. And then the Lord came to that place, and many more believed. But it all began because one person put the little bit that she knew of Christ into use. She just said, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. The man in the 9th of John, what did he have? He didn't know very much about the Lord, but he said, one thing I know, that whereas he was blind, now I see. And he said, I know that his name is Jesus. That's about all he knew. But oh, what a powerful testimony. What blessing. Well, may we just say, do we come to the meeting with a little enjoyment of Christ? It may not be very much, but I'm sure that if there's some little enjoyment of Christ in our lives, some little enjoyment that we have had of Himself, and that is put into the hands of the Lord, we'd be surprised the blessing that there is. I've often noticed how richly the saints have enjoyed some young brother who got up and spoke for the first time. He was shaking in his boots. He said, I didn't know how I could even speak for 10 minutes. But he brought what he had, and he gave it to the Lord. And what did the Lord do? He blessed it, and he returned it to the disciples. Did he, at that moment, say, well, here is one lunch, I've multiplied it to 5,000 lunches, and now you can start out? Oh, no. I just had the one lunch, five loaves and two fishes, and the Lord blessed it and gave it back. And every step in the distribution, I believe, was a step of faith. I believe as they went along and one person took his share off the plate, there was still more. And as they went along feeding those people, it just continued to multiply and increase. But each step had to be a step of faith. Each step had to be a confidence in God. And oh, how wonderfully he came in. And it says that when they were all finished, everyone had eaten, everyone was filled, and there was something left. Yes, something left. Because whenever Christ is enjoyed, there's always something left. Because your heart and mind can't contain it. It says, behold heaven, and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. And so, whatever is presented of Christ, the heart can never fully contain it. There'll always be something left. And so there were five baskets full, more than they started with. So it is in the things of God. When we give, we always have more left than what we give. And that's the way it is in spiritual things. And then, when they looked at the multitude, they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. How beautiful this is. How wonderfully the Lord undertook and fed this whole multitude. Well, may this be a voice to you and I. In these last days, in this desert place, and we look at our own poverty of soul, we look at what we have and we say, what can I do? What can I contribute in the little meeting? If they depended on me, they wouldn't get very much. Well, that's the way the disciples felt. But it didn't depend on them. The whole thing depended on whether they were willing to put what they had into the hands of the Lord and have Him bless it and return it to them with His blessing. And then when they gave it out, they all that even were filled. Oh, may the Lord help us as we go back to the little assemblies where we are, realizing it is a desert place, realizing the discouragement of these last days. May He give us grace, brethren, to be willing to put what we have into His hands and realize there is a need, a great need. And in the blessed place where the Lord has gathered His own to His precious name, He wants to see them fed. They need not depart. Give ye them to eat.